Hello again. Ray Yurt here with a few more thoughts from the Word of God. This is the seventh and the last little talk on the subject of the importance of our words. What we say is very important. And at the beginning of each of these little talks, I've quoted from Matthew 12, verses 34 to 37, where Jesus shows us just how important our words are. Reading from the middle of verse 34, Jesus said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." How important our words are. What would your words be concerning yourself, concerning your life? How would you tell people about your relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Words will be judged on the day of judgment. The little epistle of Jude, which only has one chapter, has a prophecy in it, a prophecy that was made while Adam was still alive. It was a man called Enoch who made the prophecy. He was in the seventh generation from Adam, but Adam lived a long time and was still alive when Enoch was alive. Their lives overlapped for quite a few years. And Jude 14 and 15 says, "Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." There is a judgment coming. The Lord is coming back. He will assemble all people before him. And according to what he said in Matthew 12, we will all give account personally to God. And we will give account of our lives. We will give account of our words. He's coming to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds. Our actions will be judged. All their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. We will give account of our words. We looked at several characters who come across the pages of Scripture. We thought about Achan, and he recognized that he had yielded to temptation. He had to confess, "I have sinned against the Lord." We thought about King Saul, and he recognized that he had made bad decisions. "I have played the fool and erred exceedingly." We thought about Judas. He recognized that he had made a bad bargain. He sold Christ for a few dollars. "I've sinned against innocent blood," he says. We thought about Pontius Pilate. He recognized that he had free will, but he didn't use it well. We thought about Felix, who thought he could put off being saved until a convenient time, but a convenient time never comes to be converted. It's a crisis in life. It's something you have to face up to and go through with. It's a complete transformation of life, but it's a transformation for the good. Or like Agrippa, almost became a Christian. Oh, these things could be said about so many people. I trust none of these things will be said against you. I trust that none of your words will be brought up against you to condemn you on the day of judgment. Scripture says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Acts 17 and verse 30 says, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That includes you and me. No one is left out. There will be a judgment. There is good and evil. There are good people and evil people. There are people who will be condemned. There are people who will be justified. There is a heaven. There is a hell. Let me close this little series of addresses by reading some verses from John chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 24 to 29. Jesus is the speaker. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. That's what the day of salvation is, the possibility of passing from death to life, the possibility of receiving eternal life and never perishing. Jesus said, I give unto my sheep eternal life and they shall never perish. And that happens when you hear the word of God and respond to it, and believe on Jesus Christ. Believe that he has died for your sins. Accept him as your Savior and Lord. Jesus went on to say, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Jesus is the Saviour now, but he will be the judge then. He goes on to say, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Everyone will be resurrected. Everyone will have to face a judgment, and we will face that judgment as individuals. They'll come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. The difference is, have you accepted Christ as your Saviour? That's what takes you from condemnation to justification. I trust that the Word of God has an effect on your heart and life. I trust that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. May you do so for his name's sake. Amen.